Welcome to Jam Session Reality Era, where we are spilling the tea on our favorite reality shows. From the drama-fueled Housewives to the legendary Vanderpump Crew, we are here to dish it out. Just a quick heads up, there are spoilers on this menu, so listen at your own risk. Hey everybody, it's Jeanette.
And Megan.
And today we are talking about The Amazing Race Season 36 premiere.
We were so excited for this to come out. Like, we have been waiting.
Yeah. This season they started in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, and it looked so gorgeous there, and then it kind of started to remind me of the Real Housewives of Orange County. Do you remember when Vicky used to go to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico on vacation all the time? And I think the girls went there, and like, that was just one of those places they always went.
Yeah, well, I do remember that. And it said in The Amazing Race, that's like one of the most popular like travel destinations for Mexico. And I didn't know that. And it is really, really, really beautiful there.
So a little bit about The Amazing Race this season. Something important to note is that this season, there are no non-elimination rounds. So that means that's kind of a big deal, because if you finish last, you're just completely out. You're done. In some past seasons, there was a chance that if you finished last, you would still get to continue racing. But that is no longer the case. So if you're last, you're out.
Out.
So they were all lined up on the beach and they had to grab their backpacks and run to the car. That's where their first clue was. How did you feel in that moment, Megan?
I was so excited. I was like, let's go. Let's get into this shit. Let's go.
It literally gave me goosebumps. I had like goosebumps all over my body and like a shiver.
Ooh. Oh, you're a super fan.
Yeah. So excited.
Correct me if I'm wrong, because I have only seen season 35 all the way through.
Okay.
But this season, the episodes are 90 minutes long. Have they always been that long?
I think they were in the past. And then they cut them down to shorter seasons. I don't know if it had to do something with COVID, but now they're bringing back the 90-minute long episodes.
I feel like season 35 was an hour.
Okay.
But I could be wrong. But are you excited that the episodes are movie length, 90 minutes long?
So honestly, it sounds a little overwhelming, especially since we do watch so many different reality shows and we podcast about so many different reality shows. It's a long time. Luckily, I was thinking in my head, wouldn't it be great if I could watch TV at like 2x like I do on YouTube, and I listen to podcasts on 2x. And sure enough, I Googled it and I found two Chrome Google extensions, which I'm so excited about. I can't stop talking about it. I think I've told you, I've told Emily, I'll tell anyone who will listen. If you watch Paramount Plus on Chrome or Peacock on Chrome, you can install this Google extension. It's just one click, boom, it's free. And you can watch your shows on 10x speed, like up to 10x speed. So this has really saved me a lot of time. And these 90-minute episodes don't seem as overwhelming now because I know I can get them done in half the time. I have to pay attention, which is fine, but it's so much quicker.
Which we should be paying attention anyways if we're planning on reporting on it, you know? And also, yeah. I would like if you were on the phone, on the FaceTime phone with me to help me download it, because I want that extension.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, I can do that. I can help. Everyone else, if you want to look it up, go to your Google Chrome and search for Peacock TV Speeder. That's the extension for Peacock. The one for Paramount is just called Speed for Paramount Plus. And those are the names of the extension.
Cool. Doodle. Well, thank you for that information, Jeannie, because I will admit I was a little overwhelmed last night when it premiered. And not only was it 90 minutes, but it didn't start until 9:30 p.m.
Yeah, that's late.
That's so late. That's past my bedtime to be watching a movie. So...
Yeah, and you were telling me that when you watch the premiere, you have to watch the commercials. So right. I'm sure that extends the time even more.
Right. Every time the commercial would air, and it's not, we're so used to streaming where if you do have a commercial, it's like a minute. But this is a full on, here's five commercials. And I'm like, God, we've passed this point in our life. We don't need commercials.
Yeah, so I guess we won't be watching premieres anymore. We'll just wait until the next day.
Yeah, I have to.
Yeah. And another thing that was super frustrating for me personally was I thought it aired 9:30 Eastern time and 6:30 Pacific. So I'm on Pacific. I know Megan's watching it because I can see her adding questions to our shared note on the podcast. And I go to log in and it's not available because it wasn't going to be available until 9:30 Pacific time too. And I don't know how they control who gets to see what, but they sure did because I couldn't see it. And I was not going to stay up another 3 hours. I just said, you know what? I'll watch it tomorrow.
Yeah, I think we've mentioned this before, but even though Jeanette is Pacific time, she's 3 hours behind me here in Florida. She has kept on an Eastern time schedule.
Yeah, like a weirdo.
So this girl eats dinner at 2 p.m.
Yeah. Well, because it's actually 5. God, that was the longest answer I think I've ever given you. You're welcome.
I love it. Thank you for divulging and really getting deep into it and giving me your all.
Yeah. 90 minutes, very overwhelming, but I found a solution. So when I started watching The Amazing Race, I was getting goosebumps. I was getting excited, like kind of held my heart palpitations going, like, because when I watch it, I just put myself in the race, like as if I'm on the show, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And from my couch, everything looks pretty easy. I'm like, have you been doing the same thing? Do you put yourself in the show, in the situation, think about like what you would do, how you would feel, all that, or is it just me?
No, I do that. And not only do I put myself into the show, but whenever they are doing a challenge, I'm thinking, let's say you and I were a team in The Amazing Race, okay?
Yeah.
I'm thinking like, all right, I'm going to start here. Jeanette will start here. Like if it's a memory thing, we'll just group and split it up. And I'm like, okay, well, if it's a strength thing, we would end up doing it this way. So yes, I do put myself in the show. And sometimes I'm like, God, are you serious? Like, are you serious right now? Like, you can't do that. I can do that. But in all actuality, it's probably really hard.
Oh, I'm sure it's so freaking hard.
And, oh, and, you know, it's hot.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like, why are they never filming this in the winter? Like, it's always in the hot-ass summer. Film in the fall.
I do have more questions about that later. Oh, for sure.
Good. So the first task, when the players finally find their little podium with their card, the first task is either transport 2 heavy wooden rocking horses.
Yep, that was the pick it up.
Or do the matching game with the wrestlers.
Okay, so I would go for the wrestlers because you're in one spot.
Yeah.
Okay, you're just in one spot. The challenge is in one spot. To me, I feel like the physical challenge of carrying the rocking horses is more risky because, first off, there's a limited number of horses. So if you go and there's no horses, you have to go to the wrestling thing anyways. Okay, problem number one.
Yeah, which we did see that actually happened. A few teams went to grab horses and they're gone. So now you just wasted time.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think it was really nice of
the dad and daughter team.
They were really nice to tell the green team, the boys, that there were no more horses because they could have not told them that, and they did. So that was nice.
Yeah, and they're like, do you want to work together? So they might end up forming an alliance.
I don't know, because they kind of said, hey, let's go find the next challenge together. And then they kind of drifted off in different ways. Yeah. So they didn't really work together. I feel like she did something nice for them, and then they didn't really follow through with working with them getting to the next place.
That's but, true.
You know, it's early in the game.
And those heavy, sorry to keep interrupting you, but they had to drag those horses down a cobblestone road.
Yeah. And okay, so there's a limited number of horses, right? And you have to find your way somewhere. So you could get lost. Mm-hmm. There's a chance to get lost. Like you said, there's these cobblestone roads slowing you down. People are falling down the hill. Like, you have a risk of getting injured.
And in these roads, the roads are busy because there's people and stuff in the roads. Yeah.
So I don't know. To me, I think I would have rather did the pin them down, because I've always thought my memory is really bad, but then I discovered recently, like, mnemonics, and I am good at remembering stuff, but I have to actively try. But if I do, I got it. So I think that is my really long-winded answer on I would pick the wrestling guys. I have the same question for you. Would you do the pick 'em up or the pin 'em down? And, like, which one would you choose and why?
Same as you. I would have picked pin them down. Like you said, you're standing in one spot, so it's a moment to catch your breath. There is so much running and jogging and rushing in this game. Any moment I feel where you get to be stationary to catch your breath.
Yeah, and, like, reserve your energy.
Yeah, bonus. Secondly, I do feel like I have... Oh, I did that test. I have the vision memory, the photographic memory.
Yeah, and you're good at organizing information.
Yeah, and I can organize it in my brain. So I truly feel that I would have done really good with matching up the players. And there were a lot of players. So this is what I was saying earlier about putting myself in the game. I would have had you go to one side and I would have been on the other side, and we would have grouped who we're looking at. So it would cut who we're looking at by half.
Right, right. Yeah. Great strategy.
Fuck the rocking horse challenge. Fuck that. And so many people chose it.
Yeah, it didn't look super hard, but it also looked more risky to me. Overall risk. I like analyze risk factors. But yeah, there's just too many things that could go wrong with the rocking horse. I'm sure it is overwhelming, all these wrestlers running out all at once, and they're like, wah, 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 going every, like, which way.
The masks don't look the same, but in the same sense, they do look the same when there's so many of them.
Yeah, but if I could be, like, Golden Lightning Bolt, like, Blue Butterfly, like, I could just find something in my head that made sense, then it would be much easier.
Even now, I remember the guy with the white mask with the blue butterfly eyes. He was fighting a guy with a green mask.
Oh, you go, girl.
Because I saw it.
So, see, in the past, I would have thought memory challenges, never. But now that I've learned mnemonics, I feel like memory challenges are a little less intimidating. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Well, when we're on The Amazing Race one day, from not our couch, we'll do the pin them down challenge.
Yeah, knock them down, pin them around. Come on, defense work. This is off script. You know, whenever they finally got the rocking horses to the destination and that little boy, like, would get up and give them their next card?
Yeah.
What do you think would happen if that little boy ripped up a card or was like, I don't have it? But I was like, you guys are giving a child that responsibility.
A big responsibility.
But they're probably standing there, probably giving him one at a time. And I'm sure they're watching him.
Yeah. I guess he took his responsibility very seriously.
He really did. He did his job. He got up on them rocking horses. Yeah. He rocked and he rolled. Here you go.
Good job.
Yeah. So first impressions. I know we don't really know the teams or too much about them. I don't even think all of them have had a full intro yet.
Not a lot.
Yeah. So based off first impressions, is there a team that stands out to you that you're kind of liking?
Oh my God. I feel like there's so many good teams. I tried to just pick one, and I will say that I am currently obsessed with Rod and Letitia Gardner. Those are the ones that are super gorgeous. He's a football player.
Yes! The orange team!
Yes, orange team. Okay, they're gorgeous. They're athletic. I feel like they have a great attitude. They seem really funny. I loved it when Letitia was saying something about Rob shrinking. He's like, I can shrink. And she's like, you can shrink. It's so funny. I also love Letitia's style. Like, she is rocking that, what is that thing called? Like a one-piece leotard?
Yeah, her orange, bright orange. It looks beautiful on her. She is so hot.
Yes. So gorgeous. Yes. So I really like them, and I like the way they work together. I also kind of like Anthony and Bailey Smith, the Florida boys.
Are they the twin brothers? Yeah.
Yeah. Florida boys. Good old Florida boys.
Florida boys.
Yeah. When they got to the beach and they just assumed they had to climb this pole. And they weren't even finding the clue box that was right there. I was like, oh no.
Oh my God.
But I will say the reason why I like them is not only because they're from Florida, so representing Florida, but I feel like they have a really good attitude and they're having fun. Like, they're laughing, they're having fun, they don't seem stressed out. And that's super important in this game.
That is very important. You have got to keep your cool.
Which teams are your favorite right now and why?
I, too, have two teams that I really like.
Okay.
First one is the orange team, Rod and Letitia.
Yeah.
I think same exact thing. The energy, the way they work together. They're both so beautiful. But the husband, I really do love the husband. He's so pumped. He's like, let's go. Yeah. Yeah, let's do it. And, like, they both seem like they're so excited to just be there.
Uh-huh.
And they did really well.
Yeah, they finished first, so.
They did kill it. I like them. My other favorite team is the hot pink team.
It's Kishori and Karishma. And I think they're cousins.
They were also in such a good mood. They're really funny, like, they kind of, in a way, reminded me of us interacting together. They're just kind of bouncing around. And I really liked them. They brought a lot of good energy. And they, too, did okay. I think they came in fourth. But again, I could be wrong. The one that, when they were doing the little loopy challenge, the girl, one of the teammates, was like, oh yeah, she'd be great at this. Her dad is Mexican. She's Mexican. We're in Mexico.
And then she had to do it like 7 or 8 times.
Yeah. And then when she got finished, when she was finished, she didn't have her.
Oh yes, her handkerchief.
Yeah, she was supposed to have a handkerchief and jump through 7 hoops. And she finally got through the 7 hoops. And she's like, where's my card?
And, like, nope.
And then she's like, she comes back. She's like, just throw the instructions at me. She missed her handkerchief. So she had to go back and go get it. And her partner was like, I just knew this was going to happen. She doesn't read directions well. And I'm like, then why aren't you reading them?
Okay. So one of the famous sayings on The Amazing Race is read the clue, read the clue. So I too feel like I would struggle with that because I don't read well. I like to skim and not really look at detailed letters and words. And I think the clues, you really need to pay attention to the details and the letters and the clues.
Yeah, you definitely do, because it wasn't, because all she saw was jump through 7 hoops. not jump through seven hoops.
Yeah, with the hat.
Yeah, with your hat and bow tie.
Yeah, yeah. There's that and. Whoops. Yeah, I like those girls too. They're fun.
They're cute. So now that we've gone over our favorites, who is your least favorite team so far? Because we're only one episode deep.
So I don't know. I feel like it's kind of early. I don't feel like what you said, like we've had a chance to really get to know all the teams and make that connection with them. But I have Amber and Vinny. Those are the light pink team. They're both nurses.
Oh, the girl and her boyfriend.
Yeah, I don't know. Something about their vibe is off to me. I feel like they bicker at each other a lot already. And she kind of has, like, she's agitated.
Yeah. But it's only because he doesn't know where he's going.
Something about them is not quite my favorite right now.
Okay.
And that's all I have written down so far. That's the one team right now I'm going to pick that is, I would say, my least favorite. Same question. Which team do you think will struggle and why? Or is like your least favorite?
Okay, so let's do my least favorite first.
Okay, yeah, those are kind of different questions.
My least favorite is the brother and sister who are like, we've been preparing for this our whole lives. Like, my brother took this language and I took this language, so we would be ready. And you would think they'd be ready, but I don't like them. There's just something, I don't like them. And then, okay, she's driving and she drives up to this thing. And then there's like little barricades, so she can't drive any further. She decides instead of putting the car in reverse and reversing straight out, she's going to do a 75-point turn. And I was like, you're going to lose. You don't have the brains for this. This right here, this moment right here is showing me you're not going to make it. And they damn sure didn't.
No, they didn't. I was going to say, you're right, because they did finish last.
No surprise. My other least favorite team is the mom and son.
He cried a lot already.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's not okay for him to cry. I'm just saying every time I see him, he's crying. Like, what's happening? Pull yourself together, man.
He's been, from my perspective, based off his story.
Oh, how he's been like allergic to everything his whole life and unable to do anything.
He's been coddled. This boy has been coddled. I'm allergic to the walls in my school. Really? That's weird. I'm terrified of horses because I fell off. I bet you did. Oh my God. My mom's my best friend. I bet she is.
Right.
I think they're, you know what? This is going to be, we can intertwine these questions. They're going to struggle. He's going to struggle. He's already struggling. He's going to struggle.
Okay. All right. So your least favorite is Team Light Blue and Team Purple, who is gone already. So.
Yes.
And you think the blue team's going to struggle.
Oh, yeah.
Is there any other team that you think might struggle?
I do think you're right about the light pink team. The girl and her boyfriend, for the reasons that you said, because she is getting irritated.
Yeah.
Very soon.
A good attitude will get you a long way in this competition,
and,
I think.
And I totally understand that you don't want to be the first team to be sent home. Like, that would suck. That would be such a gut punch.
Yeah, so stressful.
But you have got to have a positive attitude.
And I'm sure it's really easy for us to say this since we're on the couch.
Right, because we're not doing any of this.
Yeah, something's off.
And then her boyfriend was like, yeah, I could feel that she's mad at me. Like, I could feel it. So I have to do this challenge really good. And he damn sure did. He looped through those hoops.
He was trying to redeem himself and earn some points, put her in a better mood.
The way he was jumping through was so crazy to me. Like, he would jump through with his legs in front of him and his arms in front of him. And I'm like, how are you sticking these landings?
Because he's got a strong core to do that. Boy's got a core.
I can't even imagine jumping like that. I might try it tomorrow during my workout.
Oh, please don't hurt yourself. Jesus.
In your opinion, which do you think would be more challenging in a game like this? Doing the actual challenges or doing the navigating in a foreign country?
The navigation, I think, is the most important thing in the entire race. Because guess what? You can't do the challenges if you can't get there. Like,
and we have seen so many people go home because they just got lost.
Yeah, it sucks. It would suck so bad. Even the team that finished last, I believe a lot of that had to do with them getting lost and having mm-hmm. to make a 387 point turn and exactly. busting up their car. And, you know,
do you think they had to pay for that?
I'm sure it's a rental and, you know, anything smaller than dime is covered, but they spoke two languages, like you were saying. And they still left. And it was because of navigation. Navigation is so important. Yeah. So I have a question. Did you see where let me make sure I'm saying her name. Shalisa. They're yellow, I think.
Is it the grandparents?
Yeah, the grandparents.
They're kind of funny.
I love her too. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. They're the police. Okay. So it was Derek and Shalisa. They're team yellow. They're both police officers. Did you see where they were running and her bag became unzipped and her stuff started falling out? And I'm like, what's falling out is crossword puzzles and stuff. And I'm like, girl, what did you pack? Why are you packing a crossword puzzle? You're on the Amazing Race. There's no time for crossword puzzles. And it's extra weight. Like if I'm on the race, you better believe I'm packing the minimum lightest stuff. I'm not putting a crossword puzzle in my bag. I'm just really judgy when it comes to packing.
I think I know why she put a crossword puzzle in her bag.
Tell me.
Because you know whenever sometimes you have to get on trains or planes and you're going a far way.
Uh-huh.
She's a grandparent, so she's a little older, you know. So I'm sure she wants to be able to sit there, relax, do her crossword puzzles.
No, absolutely not. If I'm on the train, I'm talking to the stewardess. I'm asking her about where we're going. What are the popular spots where we're going?
Do you have a map?
Do you have a map? Where can I find a map? Like, I'm doing research about where we're going. I'm preparing for where we're going. I'm making notes about where we've been. Like, I'm not doing a crossword puzzle. Red flag. No. Okay. So I'm just really hyped up about this crossword puzzle. And I'm sorry. My question is, would you bring that? And okay, if there was something that you would pack in your bag that you probably don't need, but you were like, I want to bring it, what would it be?
Okay, so no, I wouldn't bring a crossword puzzle because thankfully I haven't gotten there yet.
Okay.
I don't even do crossword puzzles. I'm not good at puzzles. Like,
I'm not going to lie. I've been doing crossword puzzles lately, but okay, keep going.
Good. Somebody needs to be able to do it. It's not going to be me. I can't even do those whatever.
It's a stupso.
So no, I wouldn't have that. I would want either like some type of cookies in my bag, my cat. I really don't know. I'm not a heavy packer. I'm pretty much a light packer. I can't really think of something that I would be like, oh, I really need this.
And that's why we're going to win the Amazing Race one day, Megan, because we're both good packers.
Oh my God. Well, what's your thing? First of all, I'm going to ask you your question too. Would you bring a crossword puzzle? It seems like you wouldn't.
No, I would bring two notebooks. I would bring one for writing down directions. and one for taking notes every single day or night or morning about where we've been, what we've been doing, all that good stuff.
That sounds like something we would need. We're talking about something you don't need, but you want.
Oh, okay. Something I don't need, but I would want to bring, probably my massage stick.
Can you imagine having your fanny pack and then you got a massage stick, but it doesn't fit in there. So it's like halfway zipped and half of it's sticking out.
My massage stick is like probably a foot and a half long. And I like to roll it on my legs and my arms. And I would want that, but...
Can I change my answer? I have a new answer. I have a new answer of what I'd want to bring that I don't need.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want my Tom Ford sparkle stuff.
Ooh, yes. Yes. And can we share it?
Yeah, of course. And that way when we're being filmed, we're just glistening in the sun and we smell good. That's what I would want.
Yeah. I kind of feel like that's necessary. Okay. See, that's a good one. That's a good one. So you bring the oil and I'll bring the massage stick.
And the Chanel chapstick. We have to share it.
Yes. The chapstick. Gotta bring the Chanel chapstick for sure. That does seem necessary, actually.
Yeah, it is. We gotta stay hydrated.
Sorry, I got so triggered by that crossword puzzle. Jeez.
Listen, it's cool. You're passionate about this. And we want to show everybody your passion for the Amazing Race.
I'm letting it out.
Yeah. And we like to judge others. And I feel like this is such a good show because there's so many people you get to judge.
Yeah, that's for sure.
So... during the Feeling Loopy challenge, they kept playing the mariachi music.
Yes.
Would, at like, every time you would go and then you'd fail and they'd start it over. Every time you failed.
Yeah.
Would it drive you absolutely fucking bonkers to keep listening to it over and over and over?
Okay.
And do you think that you would have been good in that challenge?
Okay, so this is a cocky answer. And this is another thing. I don't think players should be cocky because it seems like anytime they get a little cocky, that's when they start to go downhill. Okay. So, but this is my.
I would knock you down a few pegs because I would be so.
Humble?
What's it called? So bad self-esteem. I would just knock us down.
Okay. Perfect balance. So, we would be in and out so fast that we would only have to listen to this song like a couple of times. That's my cocky thought.
Unfortunately, I'm cocky too because I feel like we would have nailed that.
Nailed it. If I was struggling in this challenge, it would probably add to my stress listening to that song over and over and over again. But they were playing the Mexican hat dance. Na, 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 right?
I don't know what any of this stuff is called. It's mariachi music.
I believe they were playing the Mexican hat dance.
That makes more sense because they're wearing hats.
Which was my ringtone on my Nokia phone back in the day. So it has a special place in my heart. But yeah, I think it would get stressful. But the confident me would say, we're going to be in and out so quick. It's not even going to bother us. Do I think I would be good at that challenge? I used to play double Dutch back in like school and I think I was pretty good at it, but I also don't have very good coordination and I'm tall. I'm very tall. I think this might be a better challenge for you. What are your thoughts on it?
I feel like I could do it. I do think it would be hard. But I think once I got through one hoop, I would have that shit down. Well, I don't know. I don't know, man. That one, it probably is really hard. And even the grandparents who have, did you see that the grandparents have a jump rope company? They do double dutching and all these really cool jump rope things.
Yes, the red team.
Oh, the red team. I'm getting everyone confused.
I know.
The red team.
There's so many of them.
Yeah, that was cool.
That's Michelle and Sean. they are like jump rope champions, and he didn't even get it right the first time.
That's why I think we would struggle. That right there. Like, this dude's a professional, and I don't know, but we would give it a try, man. I would try.
Okay, so let's just say we were in their position and we had to pick which one of us is doing it. Who's doing it?
I might pick you because I feel like that would fuck up my knee.
Okay, I'll do it.
And if my knee blew out on the first challenge, girl.
Well, I feel like if we were on The Amazing Race, you'd have to definitely wear a knee brace for extra added support.
I would.
All right. So your choice would be me to do it because you're too afraid. Got it.
That my knee would blow out. If you made a compelling argument of why you couldn't do it, then I would do it. But I think I would be really nervous about that one.
Yeah, I would definitely step up and be like, I could do it. I might not get it right the first time, but I can do it.
I would cheer you on so dang hard.
Thank you. I know you are a cheerleader.
Yeah.
So hey, I want to make a point real quick, because I think I told you this before, but I have a sneaky suspicion that every challenge is specifically designed for one of the people on the cast. And in my mind, this challenge was their challenge. Like, jump rope, basically. You're jump ropers. This is their challenge.
Oh my God, we should really keep an eye out for that to see if that is a thing.
Let's do that, because I feel like that was made for them. Could be a coincidence, but I feel like that was made for them.
Let's start looking for that, because that would be cool.
I feel like they want everybody to have their chance to shine. Like,
everybody at least once is like, oh my God, this is what I'm going to nail this.
Yeah, yeah.
What's your favorite thing about The Amazing Race? Since you've been a longtime viewer, you know, like, what's your fave?
Okay, so I really do love the traveling and learning about new countries, because I've traveled, but I've only really been to the U.S., Mexico, the Dominican Republic. I haven't been, like, overseas or anything. Mm-hmm. And I think it's interesting learning about other cultures. I like all the adventure. I like the challenges. I think my favorite part of the show, though, is just like the hope. I know this sounds cheesy, but I like the thought of people just believing in themselves and not giving up. I just want everybody to have rainbows and butterflies. But yeah, those are my favorite things about The Amazing Race.
Beautiful answer, Jeanette. I love that you love the hope.
Thanks.
It inspires you. Mm-hmm. So what do you think the most important skill is to have on a competition like this? There's strength, there's mental games, there's memory, navigation. Like, there's so much in this game. Like, you really do have to use every part of your brain, I feel.
I really think, like I was saying earlier, navigation is number freaking one. Just knowing where you need to go, how to ask someone for help, how to get there. Navigation, definitely number one. Number two, gonna go back to my rainbows and butterflies. I feel like a good attitude is so important. It makes me think of the saying, it's if you tell yourself you can or you tell yourself you can't, you're right. So you're literally going to believe or whatever you tell yourself. So yeah, navigation and a good attitude. Top skills.
Yeah.
What do you think is the most important skills when on The Amazing Race?
The same exact things. Navigation and a positive attitude. We have seen that you do not have to be the strongest. You don't have to be the fastest. You don't have to be the smartest.
Yeah, and you only really have to beat one person.
One team. Yeah, instead of looking at it like I have to beat all these teams, don't worry about coming in first, and especially in the beginning, you know, like, mm-hmm. just worry about beating one team.
Yeah.
And the positive attitude.
Yeah.
And what I think, if we were on The Amazing Race, I think that we should learn how to say, like, ask for directions in mm-hmm. multiple languages. Like, that's the one thing that you would need to know in multiple languages is, mm-hmm. can you give me directions to?
Absolutely.
That would be, like, one phrase that I think people need to be learning, because you don't get to start off with a map from what I'm seeing.
Well, sometimes it depends. Sometimes they'll have a map in the car, and sometimes your map and directions will be in your clue. Like, it just depends on each leg.
Yeah, because sometimes I'm like, how do you know you're going the wrong way? I think the navigation for me would be really challenging.
Same, but so important.
So I'm going to get to the end here of the game. Everybody's running up. They've made it. but when they made it, they thought the challenge was over. Yeah. Right? Because they're standing in front of Phil, and that's usually how it ends. And then he's like, here's your card. You have to keep racing.
Yeah.
Were you surprised that the brother and sister that I cannot stand went home?
I was not surprised that they went home. Like you said, the second I saw them do that 342-point turn, I thought, this is not good, but I had some hope. I was like, maybe they can catch up. And they did catch up to other teams, but they didn't surpass them. It just wasn't enough. It wasn't enough, unfortunately. I think it was really cool that they knew other languages, but unfortunately, navigation got in the way. Wasn't surprised after seeing the car situation. It was so bad.
So bad. I think that was the highlight that's going to stick in my brain forever with this episode, was that situation right there. I was kind of surprised, because you did go over this in the very beginning of the episode, though, about how you're going to be eliminated.
Oh, you were surprised that they were eliminated?
Yeah, because I thought mm-hmm. that he would be like, you are in last, but here's the card. You're still racing because the other players are still racing. So, like, what if they would have been able to beat one team on that next challenge? So that's why I was kind of surprised that they did go home, but somebody's got to go home.
Yep. Yeah. When you're doing a leg of the race and you meet Phil on the mat, that is like meeting your maker. Like, that's where it either ends for you or you keep going. So even though they were going to start another leg, that leg had to end and someone had to go. So I wasn't super surprised. Yep.
They go now.
They go now. They won't be bugging you no more.
Don't let the door hit you or the good Lord split you.
Yep. You're going to have to just find someone else that's going to annoy you.
Oh, I already do. The light blue team.
So we got a little sneak peek of what's coming next week, because they like to put a little preview of next week. And
a little taste.
It looks like the heat is getting to not one, but I think there was at least two players that were struggling in the heat. And Megan, we're talking about what we would do on this race and how we would be playing. And I'm just wondering if you would be worried about the heat if you were racing on The Amazing Race. And could you relate to that moment?
Absolutely. I would be so nervous about the heat, because a few years ago, I don't even think it was a few years ago at this point. I'm pretty sure it's like 7 or 8 years ago now. I was washing my car and it was really hot out, but I was still out there washing my car, and I ended up getting heat exhaustion, which is, mm-hmm. I think, the step below heat stroke.
Yeah, because Florida gets insanely hot.
Insanely hot. Mm-hmm. And I've never been the same. Do you remember when we went to St. Augustine and we were just walking around and it was hot that day, and we had to stop inside a store with those pilgrim ladies so yeah. they can like cool me down, and everybody's putting ice in my armpit area. What is this? Your elbow pit?
Yeah. It's- yeah. We were on a boat and we were on the upper deck and we were in the sun the whole tour of the boat.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you're out there on the water, you got the wind. So it kind of keeps you cooler.
You have a breeze. Yes.
But then once you, the breeze stopped and it was time to get off that boat, I really felt the heat that we had been in that whole time. And unfortunately, Megan didn't make it to the car. She had to stop and take a break.
We were trying so hard and I couldn't. I was going to pass out. Mm-hmm. I do understand how they're feeling. I'm sure it's probably way worse than what I've gone through because they're even closer to the dang equator. I don't know. Isn't that how it's heat? Like the equator and the sun, something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. That seems miserable. I would be really worried. And I don't even think I could put like ice packs and cold packs in my fanny pack because they're going to melt.
Right. So after seeing this first season premiere, we got to meet the cast. We got to see them on their first leg, kind of get a glimpse of their strengths, weaknesses, attitudes. Who is your prediction? Who do you think will be eliminated in the next leg?
I think the black team has a good chance of being eliminated.
I would agree with that.
It seems like the dad's kind of struggling a bit to...
I agree.
Do the physical parts. And whenever they showed him, there's a picture of him and his daughter together when years and years ago. He looked like a jacked dude. Like he looks fit.
He still looks pretty healthy. Yeah.
I'm sure being in a different elevation, being in that heat. We don't really know the conditions, like if the roads are slanted upwards or whatever, you know?
Yeah, that makes a big difference.
Yeah, but he's having a hard time. He's having a hard time. So I think that that could potentially set them back. And he fell.
He's not really wanting to run anywhere.
They do have a positive attitude.
Yeah, they have a positive attitude. His daughter seems so sweet. Like, hey, don't worry about it. Let's take our time.
Yeah. Yeah, she's like, I'm not mad, Dad. Like, well, you're good.
Yeah, she's very chill and understanding. And so that's nice to see. But yeah, I don't know.
Their story is sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, where her mom died. So he's been raising her forever. And they're like, I think it was him that said that she really is his best friend. And I was like, oh my God, that is so sweet.
It is.
But that's my prediction. What about you? What team do you think is going to go next?
I think it might be the black team or the light blue team, mother and son. So either...
Oh, God. Let's keep our fingers crossed that it is.
So either the father and daughter or the mother and son. But you never know. Like, anything can happen. Literally anything can happen, but that's my prediction. One of those two.
I can't remember. I think it was the green team. The green team, the two boys, men.
The boys, the pilots.
Yeah. Yeah. They got really far behind.
Uh-huh.
And when they got to that jump rope challenge, they went right through it. Like hoop.
Skipped ahead real fast.
And it got them ahead of all these people that they're really far behind. And it really just goes to show it's anybody's game. Mm-hmm. Like, just because you're in last in the moment does not mean you're going to stay in last unless you're the brother and the sister. I'm so sorry.
And even they caught up, but it just wasn't enough. So
I wonder what the next leg is.
I don't know. I'm excited though. We have to wait a whole nother week to find out.
I know. I'm already looking forward to it.
Good.
I like this show. This is a good show.
Cool.
Oh, yeah. And we already told everybody that we're going to be pumping out 2 episodes a week, right?
I don't know. But if they don't know, they know now. So we're going to start pumping out 2 episodes a week, probably on Mondays and Fridays.
So listen, like, subscribe on whatever streaming station you listen to podcasts. And we hope to talk to you guys soon.
Okay, love you. Bye.
Love you, bye.